Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has urged all Catalan voters to participate in the December 21st election in order to restore what he calls normality to the region. Mr. Rajoy made the comments while visiting Barcelona for the first time since Madrid imposed direct rule on Catalonia and sacked its separatist leaders. The Prime Minister says the upcoming election will help to safeguard the economy and stop companies moving out of the economically important region.
We want the December 21 election to have a massive turnout so that a new political stage can be set in motion, bringing peace, normality and coexistence, respect for the rules of the game, and also of economic recuperation.
Despite initial opposition to the early election, the two leading pro-independence parties, Carles Puigdemont's PDeCAT and the ERC, have said they will participate. But they will not be running on a unity ticket, which could harm the separatists' chance of winning a majority in the regional parliament. The far-left pro-independence CUP party, whose support was key to Mr. Puigdemont's government, will also take part. Mr. Rajoy says the election could help to unite the country if everyone has their say.
We want to bring back the Catalonia that belongs to everyone, with democracy and freedom. We will achieve this if the silent majority turns its voice into a vote.
But supporters of Catalan independence have rallied on the streets of Brussels in Belgium. Around 200 Catalans from Belgium and bordering countries have gathered, including former cabinet members Meritxell Serret, Clara Ponsati and Antoni Comín, who are all in exile in Belgium, along with ousted leader Carles Puigdemont. Ms. Ponsati says they are demonstrating for the region's rights.
We're fine. We're hoping justice, which is something we did not get assured in Spain because human rights and judiciary guarantees are not assured in Spain at this point.
Demonstrators have raised Catalan and Flemish flags and held signs criticising the European Union's lack of support for their cause. They have also demanded the release of separatist leaders who have been held in a Spanish prison for their roles in the region's independence push. National Catalan Assembly member Lise Castro, who participated in the demonstration, says the Spanish government has been undemocratic.
For a Spanish government to dissolve a democratically elected Catalan administration is abhorrent. The people decided that they wanted that Catalan government, and Spain doesn't have a right to dismiss them for fulfilling their democratic mandate. Applied Article 155 against that Catalan government for doing what it said it was going to do openly. That's not democracy.